So we know Moshe Rabbeinu sinned with the rock. And I think there are different ways to understand the nature of the sin. So we're going to try to, some of the ones I'm sure you've heard about. We'll learn some of them, hopefully, and some new approaches to Moshe's sin. So we'll just read the psukim in Perachof, Pasuk Zayin, Vedvereshav Moshe Lebor. Kachas Matev Akel Asayda Atav Arod Achicha. So Hashem says, take the matet, take the staff, Akel, and gather the nation, Atav, Varon Achicha, you and Aaron, your brother, V'dibartev al-Asel, speak to the rock, lay to him, to their eyes. Not wear my glasses. V'nasan, Meimav, V'otzesa, Lehem, Mayim, V'nasela, V'shkisa, Soida, V'esbirav. Okay? And they'll bring forth water. So V'kach Moshe Sabatah, V'nithne Hashem, V'kishetzivah. So far, so good. Moshe's doing whatever Hashem tells him. Takes the staff. V'ikalu, Moshe V'aron, it's a kol, O'pnei Asela. And Moshe and Aaron gather the people by the face of the rock. Vayomer lehem, he says to them, Shuvu na Amorim, here are you rebels. Hamin hasela hazeh notzi lechem mayim. Will we bring water from this rock? Vayomer Moshe yado v'yachas hasela b'mateu pamayim. And he raised up his hand and he smote the rock with his staff twice. Vayetzu mayim rabim. And a lot of water came out. Vayetesh ta'ida v'yirav. And it fed the congregation and their flock. So that was the story. Right? Vayomer Hashem Moshe, God says to Moshe to Aaron, Yad lo matem bi lak tishedi, since you didn't. How would you say hamatem? What?
Cause the people
to believe. I think hamin is believe, hamatem is by cause the people to believe, maybe. The same, right? Hamantem, right. Hamantem bi. So cause them to believe in me, lak tishedi, sing for me, lane bin Israel, to the eyes of bnei Israel, lochei lo sovi osakol hazeh. If you're not going to be the people, Allah is sharing the Sati Lechem to the land I'm going to give them. And Hema Memeriva Sherov B'nai Yisrael as Hashem. So these are the waters of Machlokes, of fighting. The B'nai Yisrael fought with God, Vayikadesh Bab, you sanctify with them. So what, how would you, we'll discuss four approaches tonight. So what was the, not the act, or you can say the act, but what was the issue with Moshe and Aaron? What did they do? Okay, tell me the act. Well, what was the issue? What have you heard? I mean, you've learned something before. Well, what did they do? What didn't they do? What's the problem here?
They didn't talk to the rock.
They didn't talk to the rock. So therefore, what? So what was their problem? They didn't talk to the rock, and therefore, what did that represent?
It's
like
a lack of faith.
What?
Not a kiddush Hashem, but a lack of kiddush Hashem.
A lack of kiddush. So how would talking to the rock cause a kiddush Hashem?
The rock is
going to
listen to Hashem, so
to okay, so you're saying that, okay, so that was, it's going to cause, so they have the opportunity to cause a Kiddush Hashem, that just like to teach them that rocks, inanimate objects, listen to what Moshe says. So, but usually, it was like a teaching moment. It was they lost the opportunity for a teaching moment, okay? You said something different, David. What did you say?
So they didn't have faith.
What they have faith in what? Okay, so now, so I'm just saying it's a different approach. Though, right? Is the issue that they themselves did not have the requisite emunah, the requisite faith, or was it a teaching opportunity that they lost? Right. Well, what? Anything else? Any other?
They'd seen Moshe hit the rock before, so that it's a physical thing. Whereas it's just deep woods; it's a whole other level.
Attributed this miracle to Hashem as opposed to what? So what did they do instead? What did they do to them? So you're saying that's what Hashem told them. Yeah. You didn't say this was my miracle. So what did they do instead of that? Like, how did they not show this was God's miracle?
Well, not only did not do as he instructed, they also fumbled along the way calling B'nai Yisrael rebels. They didn't do it properly.
So they called B'nai Yisrael. So calling B'nai Yisrael rebels, that would be something else.
That's a different thing.
That's a different thing.
Don't spoil the Rambam.
Right. So that's the Rambam. So there is maybe it seems that they should have attributed this miracle to Hashem. Is there something in which they said or which they did where they didn't attribute the miracle to Hashem?
It was a completely different approach.
Yeah.
Which is, he was instructed to elevate Deber. After Deber was brought down by the rock.
Okay.
So,
well, again, by this is like 40 years later. Just
yes.
Saying.
But still,
so you're saying he's
so
you're saying he should have elevated Dibor, that so therefore they would think that what, like, there's what's the message that he was trying to give them?
The message is that even Dibor is important.
Even speech is important.
It's not physical action. It's
okay.
Speech.
In other words, you're saying in order to succeed, we need to do less hitting, but more speaking, or more something like that.
Something
like that. Okay. I'm with you. We're gonna get to that also. Okay. Any other thoughts? Okay. So we're gonna go through, I think, a lot of these approaches, and then I'm gonna give one sort of approach that sort of ties a lot of these pieces together. So one approach is they didn't have emunah, right? They didn't have emunah. There are different ways to understand this. Why didn't they have emunah, by the way? In what way did they not have emunah, not have faith? Because what? Because they didn't believe. So what? One. There are two ways. What are two possible ways through which they maybe didn't show, they showed a lack of emunah in what they did? And how they didn't follow the word of God. In what way, potentially, did they not? There are two ways to look at this. There's the more obvious way and the less obvious way. There's what they do wrong, that they didn't listen to God, they didn't have faith in. So what did they do? They hit. One is they should have spoken to the rock, and they hit the rock. But why do you think they thought that he should hit the rock?
Well, Hashem
was to
take the stick.
All right. So good. Very good. So now Hashem says, take the stick.
Yeah, so why would he do it? So you set him up.
Okay. So maybe set. But there is an approach like that, maybe. But we're not going to get there. Yeah. But okay. So the there is an approach. Maybe there was no sin. Someone said there's no sin at all. That they had to fail. We're not going to focus on that tonight. But let's say number one, he told him to take a staff. So what's another, and what else maybe? What's another reason why maybe they also would have thought to hit as opposed to speak to the rock?
Prior experience,
right. In other words, almost 40 years ago, by Rafidim, when he had the rock, he hit it. So that's the thing. You know, you speak to a human with your mouth, you speak to a rock with a stick. Okay, but... Yeah.
I have a question. How is it possible for Moshe Rabbeinu not to have faith in Hashem?
Right.
When he just spoke to Hashem, usually in our level,
right,
it's a different type of
emunah. Right.
But in this case,
right. So maybe it was a little bit of. So I'm gonna try to give a suggestion at the end for this. Like, right. So this is like a harder thing to say that Moshe. Oh, you need another bowl?
Well, there are no
more. Okay. Yeah. Hold on.
Okay, one more. Are you picking out what you want, David?
What?
You're picking out what
you want. Pretty much.
Okay, so the one way to look at it, so we have to also understand, like, how could Moshe make this mistake? So in other words, was it a real lack of faith, or was it a mistake? That's an interesting question also, right? So one problem maybe is that he's hit instead of spoke to it. Another thing is what? Okay, so let's read a little bit. The Rashbam says, Haminasela zeh notzi lachem mayim. Bishas haramas yado b'mate, v'yach bo asasela pa'mayim. He hit the rock twice. Oz amar lohem derakas v'chema. Then he spoke to them in a way of anger. Do you really think from this rock, you know, we're going to bring forth water? I mean, Safek Omar Moshe Kane. Rabban says he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure whether it was going to work. Okay? Sheta b'masha amar lo, Kodesh Baruch Hu kasa masa. He made a mistake that God told him, take the staff. V'lo hamin shebidiburo imasel yotzi menu mayim. He didn't believe that with his speech, by speaking to the rock, he would bring forth water. Ella b'hakas hamata k'moshe sabar refidim. He thought that he would do what he did and refid him. So there was like this tension between his own logic and what God had told him. U'mashal v'kodesh baruch hu v'dibartem hu hayasav v'shezohi ritzono shal kodesh baruch hu l'davar l'asel b'haka b'mata. Maybe God said that's why you speak to rocks, by hitting them. L'kach hika pamayim b'sel. Therefore he hit the rock twice. Kein chema v'kas. With anger, umisafik im yotzi mayim. Haray tov, the water goes forth, it good. If not, they don't speak to the rock afterwards. Let's say smile, but idea kasa. Hashem allowed the water to flow through his hitting. Nevertheless, he was punished. Hashem is very precise with the tzaddikim. So the troubling part of this approach, say Moshe didn't have the right amuna, so that's like hard to say, right? Moshe is the servant of God, and so this is like a mistake, and so you, because of a slight error, so therefore you lose the opportunity to lead the B'nai
Israel. I don't understand what he's saying. I mean, I hear what he's saying.
Yeah,
he didn't believe that the work could...
Right.
Moshe Rabbeinu, he's so many miracles.
Maybe it's because Moshe Rabbeinu, given the fact that he had a kind of a speech impediment anyway,
Then
again, of course, obviously there's two people in this equation, one about Aaron.
He used to have told them both to come into it.
Right. So we have to see. Right. We're not going to focus on Aaron's pasha,
but he told Moshe to tell Aaron.
Yeah.
It's like he didn't say. It
right. So some of these things hard to understand why Aaron's also punished. That's fair. But the Rashba basically says it was a lack of faith. It was a mistake. But we deal harshly with Moshe, which is a little
difficult. Really, could have not let the water out with the hitting of the hitting. Right. Could have waited. And if Moshe, according to this approach, he could have not let the water out when he
right.
hit it. And
right.
then Moshe would have tried it.
Okay.
Plus, he never said, don't hit it. He just had to speak to us.
Yeah.
It's really like a shade Baal Taz. I mean, it's
Okay. But anyway, this is what... Right. I understand. So this is, I think, it's a little bit of a difficult approach. I'll try to give some explanation for this and some of the other answers as well at the end. But the Rashbam says, lack of amuna, hard to have Moshe of lack of amuna. So this is a mistake. If it's a mistake, why is he punished? So he's dealing with that. It's a difficult position. Rabban says, Kabarishon Omar lo hidei obeid lofanecha al tzur b'chor v'kista b'tzur. Initially he said, hit the rock. Yomar, they'll say, kishmi agadol al tzur b'choriv shukvod Hashem ha'esh al-chels b'rosh ahar. So he says, they're going to say it's because of God's great name. If you hit it, like we did earlier, so then you can say it's the great name, the Shem Hashem that's causing the miracle. What happened in Rafidim back then? He hit it once. A lot of water came out. He wasn't explicit. Both of them agreed, so that's Aaron as well. The problem was he hit it twice. That was the problem. He didn't believe that one time. Okay, that's so coming from God.
The first time, then he
and the second time. So again, so this is a lack of one approach is lack of amuna. Either that hit is supposed to speaking to the rock, or hit it twice. The next way of looking at this is missing a teaching opportunity. That's what we were saying, right? Missing a teaching opportunity. That's Rashi. That was that thought you were saying there. It's Rashi. Rashi says she'ilu di barte bela sela v'hotzi ha'yisti mikudash yeri aida v'omrim ma sela ze. That had you spoken to the rock and brought forth water, so people would say that this rock, this inanimate object, does the will of Hashem, so too we should do the will of Hashem. So this is a lost teaching moment. The question is, like, how crucial is that for the next generation? But maybe it's very important that they need to... It's a very, very important teaching moment of fulfilling Hashem's will, right? And similarly, the Chizkuni, right? The Chizkuni says, Hamin Hasela. Okay, so this, I think, who mentioned this? I think this is Mo, you're saying this point here. Hamin Hasela is that Notzi Lechem Mayim Yisrael, Savru Kumashmo. So when Moshe said, can we bring forth this rock? So, right? So they thought, that what?
Themselves.
How could it be this rock will bring forth water? Umosha Ratzalobah Yisem Swarm should be the cells and Otsi Lakhabayim. Kemoshida said, you think we can bring forth water? Lukahik be the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shealo Lefaresh Dvar Shedu Akol Beferish Kaddish Baruch Hu Otsi Lakhabayim. That they misinterpreted. What are they? They're saying, you think we're going to bring forth water? Watch us bring forth water. I mean, that's the way they interpreted. That Moshe and Aaron brought forth the water, as opposed to Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for them. So maybe there wasn't enough gratitude for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you had this teaching moment. So I think you can look at their sin as a lack of emuna, hitting instead of speaking, hitting it twice instead of once, losing a teaching opportunity, an opportunity for national introspection, that they should listen to Hashem, or that to let the people to wonder whether it was Moshe and Aaron rather than Hashem were the source of the miracle. Okay? So that was a lack of teacher opportunity. So the Rambam famously says what? Shimuno Harmorim. So the Rambam in Shemot HaPrakim, he says, Vatayo Deya, you should know, Ki Adon HaRishon HaVachvor Moshe Rabbeinu Kvar Malo Yisale, Yan Lo Mantem Bi, Al Hashem Risem, Al Hashem Lo Kidashtem, Kol Zeh. So Shem told Moshe, you didn't have faith, or you didn't cause people to have faith, you rebelled, you didn't sanctify my name, all this. V'chotu, they sinned, Allah HaShalom, V'cheto, Allah HaShalom, what was Moshe said? Haya, She Nota El Echa Mishtek Savot B'malot, Mimalot Hamidot, V'hi HaSavladut. So what did he do? He went to the opposite of what? Patience. Kasher nata elakas, because he became angry. The way he says, Shimuna Hamorim. What was his failure? He got angry. Dikte Kasher alav shiya ish kabo koes. Shem was very precise with him, that he was very, he punished him because he shouldn't get angry in front of all the Jewish people. Mamokom shein roi bo'akas. There's no reason to get angry. They had no water.
I think it kind of makes sense, though, because, like, at least if I were Moshe, because if I would spend 40 years trying to teach all these people to be better people than their parents were,
right.
yet they literally act in the exact same way, I would be furious.
Okay, we're going to get back to that point at the end. So so you're saying that maybe that was legitimate anger, because they keep on complaining,
But of course, it's still a test for him not to get angry.
So I'm going to try to address that at the end of the shir, but that's a very important point. So Moshe saying you shouldn't. The Rambam says Moshe shouldn't get angry. This is chil Hashem. Because whatever Moshe did, like people thought that was a proof. That was a sign from God. But whatever Moshe did, people followed Moshe. The way he behaved, that's how the people are going to behave. Now they get anger from him, so that's how they're going to behave. V'hu mipulat ha'ra, that's a bad quality. It's such a bad quality, one of the really awful qualities. And it says, maritem bi, you rebelled against me. That's what he said. V'zeh shahaya lo haya medabri nashim hamonim. Moshe wasn't speaking with just, masses of people. V'lo imi she'en lo hamala. Moshe wasn't speaking to people who had no, who weren't elevated at all. Ela ima nashim. He spoke with people that even the smallest among them was like the prophet Yechezkel. They saw unbelievable things. And everything that he says makes a difference. Because once he saw that he got angry, Amru, Shehu Alav Shalom, Eino Mi, Sheesh Lo Pchisus Mida. He's saying that, obviously Moshe, they think Moshe's not a bad guy. Moshe knows what he's doing. The people thought, well, if Moshe gets angry, obviously what? God got angry at them. Shem didn't get angry. Sometimes Hashem tells Moshe, I don't like these people. Or not, I don't like these people, but these people are angering me. Shem didn't say that. So Moshe gave the impression to people that God was angry with them. And it's very bad. He said, take the mateh. Sometimes when the people complain, it's legitimate. These people have no water. Miriam just died, there's no water. This is a legitimate complaint. So this third approach is excessive anger. You have lack of faith, not losing opportunity for a teaching moment, and excessive anger.
And Rabbi, just to make a quick point, in this third approach, it seems to me that it's much more logical, because when you're angry, you're more prone to make a mistake.
Right.
You were supposed to, he knew he was supposed to talk to the to the seller, but then he got angry.
So that can explain that why he lost the faith, because maybe he was so angry, so he wasn't thinking properly. Oh, very good. The Netziv, last approach. I like to call this last approach failed leadership. Okay? The Netziv says that, and this goes to something that Aaron said. I'm going to take your dibor as opposed to hitting. Speaking, he doesn't mention Raglim, but the idea of speaking as opposed to hitting. So you can say Shimon Amorim. So he says Vamar Moshe Devarim Elo Bekas. He said things in anger. Ad Shenelmo Mimena Halacha Brua Lagi Larami. Till he forgot Halacha. Tell the masses. Vishe Yimtzu Acher Kach Leib Letfila Kmo Batzirus Geshami. He says, you know what you need to do if you don't have water. What do we do if we don't have water? If there's no rain, what do we do? We're supposed to daven. We're supposed to not hit. Supposed to speak tefillah, right? V'ha'inei de tanya b'toras kohanim pasha shmini se'al ze'anyan shomei meriva. Shemitoch kas balich la tos. Because of anger, you can lead to mistakes. V'lo noda eza tos v'alama haya kana Moshe. What was the mistake? Udvar muvan shelo yachol lagid halacha brura. He didn't know a halacha. Alkein asa ofer hashen la sosanes aydei hamate. Therefore, he used the staff. As he forgot. Because he got so angry. And as the Rambam says, the anger, that was the problem. But it could be the anger led to mistakes. The mistake was, he didn't have them. He should tell them, you got to daven when there's no rain. You got to daven when there's no water. Yalo matan bi, ilu hishtamshu, but Torah utfila. Had they engaged in Torah and tfila, and it got ma'aron mispalo, Aaron would also daven. Uchmosha amar Hashem, it's just like, that's like what Hashem said, v'di barti malasal, you should speak to the rock. V'atak asher lo nasekein. Hello, Gam Aaron Bichal Chait. When this wasn't done, Aaron's also part of the sin. Biavgal Sha'aron Lobo Lakas. Even though Aaron didn't come to anger, Mikomakom Nisrashlu Yada B'Makomosha. So he also he should have done something as well. Lakti Sheni Leini Bnei Israel. Ilu Haya Omdi Moshe Aaron B'Tfila. Haya Nikra Zev V'Diktashi B'Soch Bnei Israel. What's what? He said you won't sanctify me. So what does it mean to make a Kiddush Hashem? So Sitafin in front of Bnei Israel. Shehu Amira, right? Speech. Davar Shabikdusha. Barabin. That's you should have Davin in public, speaking to the rock. Vayu Yisrael Maminim, but Malas Tfila. They would learn about the power of Tfila. Right? Vishani Kadosh Bisakham, that Hashem dwells amongst them. Atem lo amantem as Shobaza. So then he says, Lachain lo Tavi, therefore you're not going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. The Gzera is Mida Keneged Mida. Shabishvil Shlo Herod Yisrael as a derech li snag be Eretz Yisrael. Since they didn't, they had the opportunity to teach Bnei Yisrael, this is how you should be, let's say when there's no rain, when we're suffering. You got to daven. So this is the goal of this test was to prepare them for difficult times in Eretz Yisrael. And so they didn't do that. Therefore, okay, lo tavi, therefore you're not going to bring them there. Malcolm Acher, see if I share ma'altim. He says, you did me'ila. What's me'ila? That's me'ila. It's like, you know, you're not being mekadesh something. You're taking something that's holy and you're making it profane. Bakanav Khan Shasa Moshe Nes Vishinu Bahalichos Hateva Be'esh Lo Haya Harotza Bekach. See, oh, you think, well, Moshe, before this awesome miracle, he hit the rock. That's an unbelievable miracle. But you know what? To prepare for Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is not going to be a miraculous place. Mm-hmm. They're not open miracles. So when the times are difficult, don't expect someone's just going to do a miracle, perform a miracle. No, you got to daven. So Moshe is trying to prepare them. He's supposed to prepare them for entering into Eretz Yisrael, and he failed to do so. That's Me'ila. So he took something that was Kaddosh, and he made it profane. So we sort of have like a, we have a, and maybe, this relates, this, I was thinking of this, this relates to the sin of the golden calf, according to Meshech Chachma. According to Meshech Chachma, that what do? They attributed something. Why did Moshe, Meshech Chachma says, why did Moshe then break the Luchos? In response to the golden calf, because they think that these holy things that's going to bring out kedusha. It's really your own. These are maybe conduits to kedusha. So they think the egel zav, this holy thing, it's going to lead. This is a conduit to kedusha. Okay, we don't have the golden calf. We have the luchos. The luchos now are a conduit to kedusha. So no, you got it all wrong. Right? Meshech Chachma says that all these things are based on a mistake. That the key is that Hashem, you got to daven, and you shouldn't daven to anyone besides him. That's what the, and you made this mistake. They know that the way you get what you want is through using these, either the golden calf as a conduit, or the luchos as a conduit. So Moshe breaks the rock. So that's why Moshe breaks the luchos. So in other words, Moshe though had this opportunity to tell people that Eretz Yisrael life is going to be different. That we got to achieve Tefillah, Torah. That's how we achieve our goal. So we sort of mentioned four approaches. It could be 4A, 4B, or 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B. But it's either they had a lack of emunah, which is difficult. Maybe you could say the anger led them to have this lack of emunah. They made a mistake. Could be not sanctifying Hashem's name. There was a teaching opportunity, right? Which they failed. There's excessive anger, like the Rambam. Failed leadership to prepare them for Eretz Yisrael, to teach them about the power of Tefillah, the power of Torah, and they lost that. I want to say that maybe there's an overall problem, something with the last few approaches. It could be, and this could relate to everything here. And you, I think you asked, Moshe was sick of these people, like they come and complaining, and they complained for water, so you can understand how Moshe behaved. There's a key difference between this generation and last generation. And I think that, there's an overarching problem. And you know, the question is, how do we feel about this generation in the desert, the new generation? Is the new generation like the old generation? So in Sefer Yirmiyah, says, Komar Hashem, Zachati l'chesed nuraich. Hashem says, I remember your kindness of your youth. Avas klosayach lechtech achar b'midbar beretz lo zura. You follow me in the desert. In other words, Sefer Yirmiyah is saying a nevuah from Hashem that the generation, at least they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were wonderful. They had complete emuna. What was the problem? Moshe may have mistaken the new generation for the old generation. If you notice, I can see why Moshe made the mistake. If you look in, if you look what the people said, and what was their complaint? The last source here, but in Perichof, Pasuk Gimel, Vayerav Ha'amim Moshe, people fought with Moshe, so they're angry, just like they fought with him, just like the previous generation fought with him. And they said, V'lu gavanu b'gva chenil fin Hashem. Oh, we should have died just like our brothers died before God. V'loma ha'vesem es kahal Hashem el ha'midbar hazeh l'musham anachnu uviredu. Why did you bring this congregation of God to the desert to die here, us and our flock? Seems like the previous generation, right? Why did you bring us here to die? But look what he says the next pasuk. V'loma ha'lisanu mimitzrayim. Why did you take us out of Egypt? L'avi osan el ha'makom ha'razeh, to take us to this bad place. Lo la makom zera uteina v'gefen rimonu mayim ein lishtos. So, the earlier generation, what they say? Oh, I remember the kishuim, the cucumbers we had in Egypt. I remember the avatichim. I remember all the good stuff in Egypt. What do they say? This place not what? It's not a place of zera teina gefen rimon. What are they saying? What?
It doesn't have the shevach of Eretz Yisrael.
It's not the same. Where do they want to go back? Where do they want to go here? They want to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's a profound difference. There's the last generation, when they leave Egypt, they're saying, oh, I remember the flesh pots that we ate in Egypt. I want to go back. This new generation, they're complaining to Moshe. But they're like, you know, like, are we there yet? Are we there? When are we going to get there? It's very different. But Moshe just, you know, what did he do? They fell on their face. We blew up Panayim. In other words, Moshe and Aaron, maybe, I don't know if they're traumatized. I have to say Moshe and Aaron, but I don't know if they're traumatized or they're... They can't relate to this new generation. They're different. And Moshe gets angry at them. So either the anger itself is a problem, or the anger leads to the mistake. It leads to him not having this teaching. I'm going to teach these people. They're the same people who complained for the last generation, right? He's like, I'm going to teach them the power of tefillah. No, they're a bunch of complainers. There's no hope for them. Like, you know, that time, you know, we sometimes go through that, right? Now it's... whether it's with the same person or with different people, we think, oh, they're all the same. They're part of this group, this one's the same. And that could be, unfortunately, Moshe's failure, not appreciating, understanding the new generation. The words almost seem the same, but you got to appreciate the nuance, the difference. This generation wants to get to Eretz Yisrael. They're dying of thirst, so Hashem's not angry at them. So sometimes I think, when I read the story, sometimes I think that we need to be open to the possibility that people can change. And that, or maybe a new generation could change. So the people are a new generation, and our approach should be much more open sometimes. And Moshe was not as open, and that was open. That was ultimately his downfall. Again, these are all different specific reasons, but I think there was an overarching issue about how he viewed the new generation just as the old generation.
But he proved in so doing, he proved he was the leader for the previous.